702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
Coming up to 12 minutes, 8 o'clock. Kabazela, good morning.
Good morning, Ray Ray.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and single-use plastic. What's that all about?
Yeah, so he had a press conference on, I think it was late on Monday evening, and it was set with in the background was a beautiful lake and, you know, forest behind him and all that kind of stuff. And he made the announcement that I think by 2020, Canada wants to eradicate plastic and single-use plastic, which is a really good thing and important thing. You know, we obviously see many stories on a daily basis about the effects of plastic on the environment. So well done to Canada and to him. But then there came a part where they opened up the floor to some questions, and a journalist had asked him a question, and I don't think he anticipated it, and this is how it went. But she asked him about, you know, how he and his family eradicate plastic. Take a listen to his answer.
What do you and your family do to cut back on plastics?
We have recently switched to drinking water bottles out of water out of when we have water bottles out of a plastic away from plastic towards paper like drink box water bottles sort of things.
Oh, so no. If there's any Canadian interpreters out there, please give us a call to explain what he said.
Would you like a spade to go with your hole? Oh, wow. That's a shocker.
Oh, yeah, but that's one that you just, you know, you're not expecting it, and then you try and answer it as, you know, as honestly as you could, and it just goes wrong.
I love that. All right, a woman sends the wrong picture for a quote.
Yeah, I'm sure this has happened to many of us, where you are chatting to somebody and, you know, you got probably multiple chats happening at the same time, right? With WhatsApp, you can talk to so many different groups, et cetera, et cetera. So this woman was chatting to a guy that she had recently met, and she was talking to him about her sunbed session. And she had gone for a sunbed session, and she had burned her bum a little bit. You know, it had gone a little bit too red on the suntan bed. So at the same time, she was talking to a guy who was going to install some carpets in her house. So he said, look, send me a couple of pictures of your staircase so that I can get an idea of the sizes, et cetera, et cetera. And then we can look at the prices. So she sent him a couple of pictures. You know, obviously when you go to your camera roll, you've got all these pictures
of
that
course.
You've taken or get sent from WhatsApp groups, etc., and they're stored there. So she clicked on some of the pictures, and by accident she clicked on a picture of her sunburnt bum.
Oh no.
That she had taken to show this other guy that she was talking to. So she sent it to the quote, to the guy who was going to quote her. And obviously, you know, he got it, and, it's just gone viral. And, she was very, very embarrassed about the whole thing.
Shame. That's a shocker.
Yeah. A bit of a shocker. So, this morning we want to hear your stories of messages or photos that you've either sent by accident or you've received by accident.
Oh, yes.
That you weren't supposed to see or get.
I love WhatsApp because you can now delete the message, and thank goodness for that. I remember working at another radio station and getting into a heated argument with the station manager of that radio station. No, I can't even remember what it was. We were good friends,
yeah,
but I could not remember what it was. Anyway, so we get into this massive argument, and I get this WhatsApp from him saying, I love you. So I go, you do? Okay.
Did you reply to him?
I did. I said, well, I love you too, thinking, what is this? He had been sending it to his fiance and sent it to me because we had just been arguing. Anyway, we didn't kiss and make up, but we were friends after that as well.
Oh, there you go. There's your story, Ray Ray. So, you can send us a WhatsApp or an SMS or a phone call.
Yeah, 011-883-0702.